感谢主，我们今天再一次有机会一起来敬拜神。
Give thanks to God that today we gather again here to worship Him.
那今天应该是我们大家最后一次全部在网上的一次的这样的崇拜。
Today should be our last time that the whole church are worship online.
那么下个星期天我们教会就开始有这个实体的敬拜。
Starting from next Sunday, we will start the in-person worship.
所以今天我就跟大家来分享重返教堂。
So today I'm going to share a message with us, return to the campus.
因为新冠肺炎疫情的关系，教会自去年3月22日，我们都改为全部在网上聚会。
Because of the global pandemic caused by COVID-19, our church switched to the online worship since March 22nd of last year.
那我具体的数了一下，到现在为止已经有72个星期。
And I counted, apparently it has been 72 weeks so far.
期间呢，我们也有多次有计划要恢复在教会的敬拜。
And during this past year, we planned to resume the in-person service a few times.
但是呢，都因为各种的原因，我们不得不推迟啊。
But due to various reasons, we had to postpone it.
那么从下个星期开始，我们的敬拜呢，也将是既有实体的敬拜，也有网上的敬拜。
So starting from next week, we'll start a hybrid worship that we have both in-person and online worship.
我想这也是开启了教会历史的一个新篇章哈。
This will also open a new chapter in our church history.
因为以前我们从来没有在线敬拜过哈。
Because pre-COVID, we've never worshiped online.
我们也从来没有在网上有举办这个圣餐哈。
We've not even mentioned having the Holy Communion online.
但是在这个疫情当中呢，我们做了很多第一次要做的事情。
But we had many first time during the pandemic.
那么在这期间，我们也见证了弟兄姐妹的美好信心。
And during the past year, we also witnessed the beautiful faith of our brothers and sisters.
所以从在教会敬拜改为在网上敬拜，对我们大家都是一个巨大的挑战。
So it has been a huge challenge for all of us that we switched to online worship.
不但教会的领袖们需要有大量的时间来调整，那么我们的会友也要适应这个新的方式。
Not only our church leaders need a lot of preparation and adjustments, but our members also need to adapt to new things.
所以我们当中很多人在此之前都从来没有使用过 Zoom。
Many of us have never used Zoom before.
一切从头学起。
And we learn new things from scratch.
所以对一些年长的弟兄姐妹也是尤其的不容易。
But this has been especially challenging for our older brothers and sisters.
所以在这么长的时间内，我们就是依靠在网上的聚会，那么我们教会整个的事工呢还可以进行，真是要感谢神。
So we give thanks for the Lord for such a long time we rely on worship online, and our church was still able to promote many ministries.
这个我们要感谢神的恩典跟保守。
So we give thanks for God's grace and protection.
其次也是众弟兄姐妹信心的支持。
And it's also because of the faith supported by our brothers and sisters.
所以大家要克服重重困难来坚持参加教会的聚会。
Everyone has overcome many difficulties and persisted on attending online worship.
所以这就是美好信心的见证。
This is a testimony of solid faith.
所谓真金不怕火炼。
Just like the old saying, true gold is not afraid of fire.
所以这个句至理名言呢，用在这个场合是最恰当不过的。
This old saying is so applicable for us.
这个有些人一看到这种情况，他就完全停止了聚会。这种情况不但 是在我们教会，其他的教会都有的。
There are many cases that people are afraid and fearful of the pandemic, so they stopped worship.
那么疫情之初呢？那么裴师母跟Anderson 他们就率先开始在网上的祷告会啊。
At the beginning of the pandemic, Annie and Anderson took the lead to start online prayer meetings.
所以教会一度我们每周有两次的祷告会。
At some point, our church had two prayer meetings every week.
所以参加者很踊跃。
And many of us participated enthusiastically.
不但我们的主日崇拜在网上举行啊，教会的主日学、执事会、牧师的办公，我们也都迅速转移到了网上。
Not only Sunday service was held online, but Sunday school, deacon's board meeting, and pastor office hours also quickly switched to online.
那么疫情之中呢，不但教会的事工可以依然按部就班的进行。
So our church ministry were moving forward during the pandemic on the right track.
而且我们也有机会去推动一些新的事工。
Also, the church ministry is further developed.
我们陆续推出了几个小组啊，包括甚至有英文的祷告会啊。
Since last year, our church built up 7 small groups, including English prayer meeting.
所以我们有超过差不多80%的弟兄姐妹都有参加小组。
More than 80% of our congregation has participated in a small group.
那么从各小组的回馈来说，我们都看到很多弟兄姐妹很快找到了这个小组的归属感。
Based on the feedback from the small groups, we've learned that many develop a sense of belonging.
那么小组成员彼此带导，互相扶持，在信仰上都更加坚固。
The group members pray and support each other and grow solid in their faith.
我特别要提到的是，今年之初，那么林明元弟兄因感染新冠肺炎去世啊。
I want to mention at the beginning of this year, Brother Ben Lim passed away due to the COVID-19.
所以在这个家庭最有需要的时候，我们弟兄姐妹纷纷伸出了援助之手。
When this family was in need, our brothers and sisters were willing to help them.
帮助他们渡过难关。
Everyone extend their helping hand to pull them out of this challenge.
所以大家签名送饭之踊跃是超乎所有人的预料。
The meal prep and delivery for this family, schedule for Lim family was signed and filled up surprisingly fast.
所以牧师为教会当中有这样美好的见证而感到骄傲。
As a pastor, I'm very proud of such testimony of loving one another in our church.
所以大家有人会说，既然我们教会的事工在网上聚会都很好啊，那为什么我们还要重返教堂呢？
So you may have a question, since all the church ministries can be held online, why should we return to church?
特别是在疫情还没有完全平息的时候，那么目前回归教堂是不是风险太大？
Especially since the pandemic is not completely over yet, is it too risky to return to the church?
那么我们就跟大家有一些分享，然后我想在我的信息之后，那么比安卡姐妹也会跟大家分享一些计划。
So after today's sermon, after share a message with you, Bianca will also share more information of our plan of return to church.
我们更想跟大家分享圣经中的一段故事，是关于以色列人回归圣地的故事。
I want to share a story in the Bible about how Israelites returned to the promised land.
那么以色列民族因背弃上帝呢，而屡屡地遭受外族的入侵。
Because Israel betrayed God, they suffered from foreign invasions many times.
那么南北两国呢，都先后被亚述和巴比伦所灭。
The north and south kingdom of Israel were destroyed by Assyria and Babylon.
那么期间呢，这个耶路撒冷的居民呢，就分三次被掳到了外邦。
During this period, the people of Jerusalem were taken into exile 3 times into foreign countries.
那么在主前586年呢，犹大国灭亡的时候
In 586 BC, when the kingdom of Judah fell.
那么耶路撒冷被毁，圣殿也被焚烧。
Jerusalem was destroyed. The temple was burnt.
那么最后一批民众被掳，那么城中只剩下一些极其贫穷的人。
And the last group of people were taken into captivity. Only few poor people remained in the city of Jerusalem.
那么上帝赐给以色列人的应许之地是一片的凄凉。
And the promised land God gave to Israelites became desolate.
那么之后呢？波斯帝国兴起。
And after that, the Persian Empire rose.
所以他们采取与巴比伦完全不同的政策啊。
And their policy is different from Babylon.
所以呢，他们是让以色列回到他们自己的地方去生活。
So the Israelites were allowed to return to their homeland.
所以以色列人的回归呢，也同样分为三次。
So the return of Israelites also was divided into three times.
那么第一次是在所罗巴伯的带领之下，有四万余人返回耶路撒冷。
For the first time, under the leadership of Zerubbabel, more than 40,000 people returned to Jerusalem.
那么这事发生在主前538年。
This happened in 538 BC.
那么第二次是在以斯拉的带领之下，于主前458年再次回归。
The second return was led by Ezra. They returned in 458 BC.
那这一次大概有2000人回归。
About 2,000 Israelites returned.
那么第三次是在主前444年，由尼希米带领。
The third return was in 444 BC, and it was led by Nehemiah.
那么这次回归的人数不确定。
The number of people returned during the third time is unknown.
所以在圣经里面有两卷书记载了以色列人的这段历史。
So there are two books in the Bible that record the history of how Israelites returned to Jerusalem.
那就是在以斯拉记和尼希米记当中。
Which is Ezra and Nehemiah.
在尼希米著当中，那么尼希米就记载他向王去请求，说他要回到耶路撒冷的时候。
In Nehemiah, the book records how he asked the king to allow them to return to Jerusalem.
那么尼希米在第二章第八节这样说：“王就允准我，因我神施恩的手帮助我。”
And in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 8, it says, the king allowed us to go back because the hand of the Lord of my God was on me.
那么这句话在第十八节就重复的出现。
And this verse was repeated one more time in verse 18.
尼希米说，我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我。
I also told them about the gracious hand of my God on me and what the king had said to me.
所以这是尼希米的一个见证。
This is a witness by Nehemiah.
在整个回归的路程上，他经历到神的同在跟恩典。
The process of return to Jerusalem enabled him to experience God's grace.
那么这句话就成为尼希米著的一个尼希米书的一个主题。
So this verse is also became the theme throughout this book.
可以说是贯穿全书的主题。
It is a theme throughout this book.
同样，在以斯拉记当中也有这句宝贵的话。
The book of Ezra also recorded this precious word.
那么，因耶和华他神的手帮助他。
The hand of the Lord his God was on him.
这是在以斯拉记的第七章第六节。
Ezra chapter 7 verse 6.
那么在以斯拉记第七章第九节又再一次的重复。
In Ezra chapter 7 verse 9.
是因他神施恩的手帮助他。
Because the hand of his God helped him.
那么 以斯拉记第七章二十八节。
Ezra chapter 7 verse 28.
因耶和华我神的手帮助我。
Because the hand of the Lord my God was on me.
以斯拉记第八章十八节。
Ezra chapter 8 verse 18.
蒙我们神施恩的手帮助我们。
Because the gracious hand of our God was on us.
以斯拉记的第八章二十二节。
Ezra chapter 8 verse 22.
我们神施恩的手必帮助一切寻求他的。
The gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to him.
那么以斯拉记第八章三十一节。
Ezra chapter 8 verse 31.
我们神的手保佑我们。
The hand of our God was on us.
所以我们看到说以色列人的回归实在是神在他们当中行了神迹做了奇妙的工作。
So we can see from those verses that the process of Israelites return to their promised land has God's hands was on them.
那么以色列人回归的经历给了我们什么样的启示呢？
So what we can learn from the experience of the return of the Israelites?
我们要知道那些被掳的以色列人呢已经在异域生活了几十年。
We know that the Israelites who were taken into captivity have been living in a foreign land for decades.
他们在那里生儿育女置办产业。
They raised their children, bought their properties.
那么生活已经相对的安定了。
And lived a stable life.
那么因此他们必须要克服很多的困难。
So they have to overcome many difficulties.
要放弃他们在那里面的产业。
And give up everything they had.
那么为了一个崇高的目标上帝呼唤他们回归。
And for a higher purpose, God called them to return.
所以他们就毅然决然地前往耶路撒冷。
So they followed that calling with unwavering determination.
要知道这些回归的人当中很多人是出生在异域他乡。
You know, among those who have returned, many were born in a foreign country.
有些人从来他们就没有见过耶路撒冷。
And some of them have never seen Jerusalem before.
那么他们回到耶路撒冷，我们知道他们遇到了很多的拦阻，生活也是异常的艰苦。
We know that they encountered many obstacles and their lives were extremely difficult.
我们就可以想象，就像你移民来到美国，你住了七十年之后，然后你决定要搬家的回中国重新去居住，其实那个困难是一样的。
For example, you can imagine that if you immigrate to the United States from China and after 70 years you live here, you decided to move back to China, how difficult that will be.
所以这些回归的以色列人是经过了几代人的努力啊。
So upon their return to Jerusalem after several generations of hard work.
那么这个圣殿才得以重建啊。
The temple was rebuilt.
那么耶路撒冷得以修复。
And Jerusalem was restored.
因为神施恩的手帮助他们。
Because the hand of God's grace was on them.
那么特别是由以斯拉兴起的这个属灵复兴运动啊。
Especially the spiritual revival that was led by Ezra.
这个影响了今后以色列人几百年的历史。
It impacted the history of Israel for hundreds of years.
甚至今天的我们知道生活在以色列的这些正统犹太人的信仰还保留着以斯拉所留下来的烙印。
And even today, the Jewish faith still bears Ezra's mark.
而且我们知道以色列人的回归为耶稣基督在地上的事工做了充分的预备和铺垫。
And also the return of the Israelites also prepared Jesus' ministry on earth.
所以呢，圣经啊，在 不同的地方多次记载了每一个回归家庭的名字。
For this reason, the Bible records the name of each family who returned to Jerusalem in different books.
所以，我们为神的缘故所做的事情，将来都会被纪念。
So everything we do for God's sake, will be remembered in the future.
我不知道大家有没有参观过美国的这个总统的图书馆哈。
Not sure if you have ever visited the presidential library in the States.
其实我们加州就有两个哈。
There are two in California.
一个是尼克森总统的图书馆。
One is President Nixon's library.
就在这个城县的这个 Rio Belinda。
It is in Orange County.
那么另外一个呢，就是里根总统的图书馆是在 Simi Valley.
Another is in Simi Valley, is Reagan Library.
所以你们有机会没有去参加过，希望你们有机会去看一看。我是参加过，看过很多美国总统的图书馆。
If you have the chance, I recommend you go and visit them.
因为在德州啊，就有啊好几座。这个总统的图书馆我在那里边生活的时候看过Johnson, Lyndon Johnson 的图书馆。
Because in Texas, there are also several presidential library, right? This is Johnson Library.
还有这个两位布什总统的图书馆都在德克萨斯州。
And the two Bush president library were also in Texas.
这些图书馆就是记载了这个总统这几年在白宫的生活所有的一切所成就的一切的事情。
In this presidential library, it has records of all the accomplishments and the president's livings when in those years that he lived in the White House.
这是他们一生的传奇哈。
This is their lifetime legend.
那么我们所做的将来神也都同样会纪念。
In the same way, what we did for God, will be remembered and recorded.
有没有想过神会为你建立一个图书馆？
Have you ever thought of this? God will build a library for you.
所以弟兄姐妹，只要是我们做神所心意所愿意成就的事情。
So brothers and sisters, as long as we do things according to God's will,
那么神都会纪念我们。
Those deeds will be remembered by God.
因为神施恩的手会帮助我们。
Because the gracious hand of God will be on us.
我们现在重返教会啊，是没有办法和以色列人当初的回归相提并论。
So our return to church now cannot be compared with the return of the Israelites to Jerusalem.
那么两者也是相去甚远。
Those two are not comparable.
但是我们重返教会同样面临着一些不确定性。
A return to church also we face some uncertainties.
比如说我们现在这个疫情啊，还有呈上升的趋势啊。
Such as a recent increase surge in the pandemic.
而且我们这个学生中心呢，我们以前用崇拜的地方，它的装修呢，直到现在还没有完成。
And also the renovation project of the student union is not completed yet.
但是圣经的这段历史啊，启示我们一些属灵的真理，来帮助我们面对现今的挑战啊。
But the history recorded in the Bible reveals the truth.About how we should face today's challenges.
所以不要忘记，我们神施恩的手会帮助我们。
Don't forget that the gracious hand of God is on us.
因为这是神的心意，我们要回到教会去敬拜他。
Because this is God's will that we return to church to worship Him.
所以我们回到教会呢，不是因为惧怕，也不是因为竞争。
So we don't return to church because of fear, nor because of competition.
也更不是因为我们的雄心或者是个人的野心等等。
Our return is not based on our personal ambitions.
乃是因着上帝的心意。
But based on God's will.
所以我们必须要体会神的心意。
So we must understand God's will.
并且要照此而行。
And put it into action accordingly.
所以我们神施恩的手必然会帮助我们。
The gracious hand of our God will certainly be upon us.
我们在网上聚会的方式是在疫情之下不得已的选择。
The online worship is not ideal, but the only choice under the pandemic.
那么教会要想持续的发展呢，我们重返教堂是必然的。
Therefore, if the church wants to continue to develop and grow, return to church is an inevitable choice.
那么目前呢，基本上所有的教会都有回去教堂的敬拜了。
And so far, most of the churches starts to go back to reopen.
我们教会在这个事情上，我们实际上是相当保守的。
Our church is actually very conservative in that.
而且新冠的疫情呢，可能会拖延数年。
And it seems that the pandemic of COVID-19 could linger for several more years.
我们不可能等到疫情完全过去再回到教会。
It's impossible that we will wait until the pandemic is completely over.
那么感谢神，我目前呢有这个多种高效的疫苗问世啊。
Thank God, a few highly effective vaccines are currently available.
那么为大家提供了有效的保障
，which provides effective protection for everyone.
那么，即使有这个德尔塔变种病毒的危险
，even if there is the risk of Delta variant,
那么只要采取必要的防护措施，我们认为在教会的聚会应该还是安全的。
So we think that if we observe the protective measures, the in-person worship should be safe.
那我知道自从有人打完疫苗以后，很多人已经去旅行了。
I know that many people start to travel soon after they are fully vaccinated.
有些人还不只是一次，很多次了。
And many traveled more than once.
那我知道呢，自从打完疫苗之后呢，我们很多人已经出去到餐馆去吃饭了。
And I also know many of us after being fully vaccinated, we start to go back to restaurants to dine in.
而且呢，不止一次啊。
Not only once.
我跟师母带着家人也出去吃过很多次啊。
Me and Becky also took our family to dine in at restaurants more than once.
所以我们到教会聚会啊，相比你到餐馆吃饭啊，那安全的多了哈。
The in-person worship at church building is much safer than when you dine in the restaurants.
所以如果餐馆可以开放，学校可以开放，教会也同样可以开放。
So if restaurants and schools reopen, church can also reopen.
那么重返教堂之后呢，我们教会将会采取实体与网络并存的聚会方式啊。
Upon our return to church, we will adopt a combination of in-person and online worship.
所以我们鼓励大家呢，尽量参加在教会的聚会。
And we would encourage everyone to participate the in-person worship at church.
同时我们也提供在网上崇拜的便利。
But we will also provide, accommodate online worship.
给那些不能够来到教会的弟兄姐妹，让他们也可以参加网络的敬拜。
For those who cannot come to church, they can still participate in the service.
而且同时教会依然会大量的使用网上聚会的方式。
At the same time, the church will still use online format for
ministries. 来推动教会其他的事工。
So that we can promote other church ministry.
比如说我们教会的祷告会啊，我们的小组聚会等等。
For example, our prayer meetings and small groups.
因此这个转变需要大家的支持。
Therefore, this change calls for everyone's support.
我们比较熟悉以前的教会敬拜的方式。
We are very familiar with the pre-COVID worship when we gather in the church building.
那么经过了一年五个月在网上的聚会。
After 17 months of online worship.
那我们也渐渐适应了这种新的聚会方式。
We have gradually adapted to this new online format.
所以当我们重返教堂之后，您就会发现 在教会里聚会呢，跟以前不一样。
We'll return to church, you will find that worship in church might be different from before.
很可能你找不到完全以前那种在教会敬拜的感觉。
It is possible that you couldn't feel the same worship atmosphere as before.
而且你参加网上的聚会呢，也跟现在有所不一样。
And online worship will also be different from now.
那好像是哪个都四不像这样。
So, it's like neither fish nor fowl.
所以我们希望大家要多一些理解跟忍耐。
So, I hope that everyone will be more understanding and patient.
我们以前教会从来没有使用过这种混合的聚会方式。
Our church have never used such hybrid approach before.
那么教力的人，教会的人力和资源都有限。
And the church has limited resources.
那我们尽量为大家提供一个最佳的环境。
And our leaders try their best to provide the best experience for everyone.
但是在最初的几个星期呢，我们可能暂时要在体育馆里面敬拜。
And in the first few weeks, we will temporarily use the gym to worship.
那么条件呢，可能不是很理想。
Which will not be an ideal condition.
但是我们要知道，我们参加敬拜最重要的是要预备我们的心。
But we know that to worship means we have to prepare our heart.
预备我们的心来朝见神，神就喜悦我们的敬拜。
So that we are prepared to meet God, so that His heart will be pleased.
那么第二方面，我们也希望大家呢能够操练彼此相爱。
Secondly, I hope us to practice loving one another.
那么我们首先尊重他人的选择。
Firstly, let's respect each other's choice.
所以有些人选择在家敬拜，有些人选择到教会敬拜。
Whether you worship at home or at church.
那不论怎样，我们不要随意论断别人。
Please do not judge each other.
所以在这个变幻莫测的时候呢，我们更需要弟兄姐妹彼此的扶持。
Under such unpredictable times, it means even more to support and accept each other.
那么其次呢，也要遵守教会的防疫规则。
Secondly, please abide by the church COVID prevention rules.
我想一会儿比安卡姐妹会给我们讲一些更细的关于哪些规则。
Which Bianca will later explain the details.
因为遵守这些规则很重要，就既是保护自己，也是保护他人。
Because observing those measures, you can protect yourself as well as others.
所以唯有如此啊，我们大家同心，我们才能够经历神与我们的同在。
So that we can have this unity and we will experience the presence of God.
所以中国有句俗话叫时势造英雄。
Like the Chinese old saying, trying times makes heroes.
如果没有这个疫情的话，我们大家还在教会聚会，你看不出来大家的情况是怎样。
So if COVID didn't come, we're still at church worship. You couldn't tell the difference.
就是当这个机会来到，是给我们一个测试。
But now the opportunity is here, and it's like a test for every one of us.
这就是神给我们的机会。
This is the opportunity from God.
所以在这个机会当中，让我们来展示我们在神面前美好的信心。
So, facing this challenge, let's show our solid faith in Jesus Christ.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你对教会保守的和带领。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your guidance and protection upon our church.
我们也感谢主，在这个疫情当中，你对我们弟兄姐妹啊每个家庭的眷顾跟怜悯。
We also give you thanks that during the pandemic, you have led us, guide us, and protect us for each and every family in our church.
我们恭敬将我们回归教会的计划仰望在主的手中。
We lift up our plan to return to church.
我们恳求主，你保守我们在主里的合一。
We ask that you will give us unity.
让我们在回归的事上，我们再一次的见证你在我们当中。
So that we will witness that God is among us, within us, in the process of return to church.
求主你看顾我们的教会，保守我们的弟兄姐妹。
Lord, we ask you to continue to look after and take care of us, of our church.
我们特别将八月八日在教会的实体敬拜和网络的混合我方式，我们都仰望在主的手中。
Lord, we continue to pray and lift up our worship service on August 8th of the hybrid approach.
让我们弟兄姐妹充满了欢喜快乐。
May you bless us with a joyful heart.
愿我们的敬拜蒙主你的悦纳。
And may you be pleased by our worship.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray that in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.